Okay, well, I guess we'll jump, rip right, slide right into the joint.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's always funny because we recorded the episode already,
right?
So I know what we reference about mm-hmm. this, but like this is coming before it. But yeah, no, you know. We got our boy Jaquise Neal on today.
Yes,
it's
sir.
A fun episode. You know, we did. You know, your text in question was implemented. and if you're wondering why I'm mentioning a text in question, it's because Haas is sitting out. But look, it's already off the rail. Well,
yeah, I mean,
welcome to my first kicks.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. You know all that. This is episode 41, and. Wow. Yeah, we're up to 41 last
Nine
week.
9 from 50. What yeah. are we going to do for 50?
Yo, I mean, we're going to have to get somebody big for 50, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, last
week. I'm going to call up Jordan, Marcus Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, have him on.
The only way you can get in touch with him is through the back door. So you're going to have to figure out.
Well, solid pun. You know I like a pun. That's great.
You know, last week we did Just You and Me. Mm-hmm. This is the first time that we ever did just to sit down, talk about the future of the podcast, the past of the podcast, and where we are now. And this week we hit a couple speed bumps, but you were able to right the ship. I'm like, this is all on you.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, it is all on me. So if it's trash, you know whose fault it is. Don't come at Haas. Just be like, that interview was. He ain't asking none of the questions. It is an interview I wish you were there for, because mm-hmm. Jaquise is a newer sneakerhead than me. Like I know his pick from my first kick. Mm-hmm. I was there when he picked it, and we gonna get into like how I felt when he got it, but I was there. Just because you weren't there, I'll spoil it a little bit.
Yeah, do it.
We all used to be at the same podcast network at iHeart mm-hmm. Radio. I had Nerdificent, he had Culture Kings, and then Miles was on the Daily Zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. So me and Miles are huge sneakerhead, both LA natives too.
Yeah.
Like he was in a rap group with Shia LaBeouf. Mm-hmm. Like that, and he played some of the tracks. I was like, this is crazy. so we both but he's been about it. We're gonna have him on too.
Yeah.
But Miles been, you know,
is
in
that,
the game way
longer. Miles Prophematic.
Miles Gray.
Or no, I'm thinking about somebody else.
Yeah, you might be thinking about something. Right, Miles Gray.
Miles Gray.
He's like LA kid, just like me. You know, he was wearing Preem before it was like mm-hmm. Preem. You know, he was wearing it when it was the skate brand.
Yeah.
So when we always used to talk about that and how that's why he like refuses to like ever, like if he wants something. Mm-hmm. And it's if he doesn't get it, then he doesn't get it. Because he's like, I remember there's no way you can't get me to spend this much money. He's like, as a matter of fact, I wish I saved all the stuff I bought from them because I would be making bank. He was like, he had one shirt that he looked up that was like $200.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, so we're all working there. Like mm-hmm. I said, me and Miles, super sneakerhead. Like I'm talking about, we come in there because I used to go and record Daily Zeitgeist, and we'd be there like 7 a.m. mm-hmm. to, you know, just doing it on sneakers, talking about L's nonstop. Jaquise and Edgar, who did Culture Kings, couldn't give a shit about sneakers.
Yeah,
but they had the podcast that was like about black dudes talking shit,
right? Yeah,
like for black men. Mm-hmm. So StockX hit them up to do an ad and gave them both, I think it was $250 credit, to get anything off the site, so in exchange for the ad deal.
Uh-huh.
And me and Miles were like, yo, why haven't, wait.
Word,
we were fighting, we were like talking, and they were like, no. And it was like a unique thing where it wasn't through our usual ad system. What happened was StockX specifically came to them.
Found them.
So, instead, and I was like, you know, like me and Miles were begging. Mm-hmm. We're like, come on. So Edgar and Jaquise, you know, had that 250, and then they showed us what they picked with them with that 250.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Miles had lots of thoughts. And of course, you know, it had that extra salt because we wanted it to.
Yeah.
So you know it was oh my gosh.
Oh man, but I'm hyped because I'm hyped for everybody listening now to check it out. You know, I gave it a listen before we jumped onto this, and interesting. And
Well, it's so funny.
Yeah.
But it was so good because it kind of goes to that recurring thing where I always ask people about growing up in the hood and getting the sneaks, and that's what's wild. It's so funny. It is such an interesting ride. But speaking of salt and sweet.
Oh no.
We took
You're gonna do this?
Major L's this week.
Yeah.
We took some major L's. A lot of times it was a lot of solidarity between the pod, a lot of brotherhood and solidarity. We'd wake up, it'd be 7:20, and we both send each other that text, took an L. It was feeling good. I was like, okay, at least if I'm taking an L, my bro is taking an L. We in it together.
Uh-huh.
Then today, on Thursday, August 19th.
Uh-huh.
I get another text after us sharing our L's, talking about some, well, looks like it turned around for me. And tell them what you got. Tell them what you got. I'm so mad.
Yo. Yes. Everybody listening, I got lucky. I was able to get a chance to cop the off-white dunks. And listen,
despicable.
Listen,
how many of them weird sneaker stories did you sit there watching to get the access? How many of those weird blogs?
Listen,
see, that's why I'm not getting them because I refuse.
I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you the story because you didn't know this part. But shout out to my boy, David, who is Lil Dave from the K-Def episode. He is he's hugely against Virgil. So in our Discord, if you ever want to join the Discord, let me know. But it's a separate Discord from this podcast. So we were talking about Virgil, and I was just saying, you know, I big him up. This dude has transcended fashion. You know, he's literally the first black person to be the head of Louis Vuitton. You know, he's transcending it. And
also coming up from
The Kanye camp.
Yeah. And there is I feel like the Kanye camp. I love Ye. You know, that's my boy. Yeah. He's been on the dark side. I need him to come home. But he has a way of if he feels you are ascending too quick for him, if it feels like you're going to beat him or lap him, he has a way of trying to, kneecap you. And that's why the Kanye camp came up with him and all kind of dispersed. And I don't think there's any ill will or bad blood, you know, especially there was that great moment at Virgil's first fashion show taking over where they hug up.
Yeah.
But
Kanye was crying in his arms at that. And I was just like, you can feel that we made it. Like it wasn't, it wasn't about Kanye at that point. And that's why I think, I think Virgil, even though, he's controversial in terms of just he's stolen designs before. And
ooh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what his biggest thing is that.
But he also is an incubator who's that SR_fella? SR_ I'm gonna find out.
Yeah.
Because it's
but me and Lil Dave get into this argument in our Discord, and he's hugely against Virgil, and he won the off-whites dunks. And he's just like, I'm just gonna let these go. Like, this is just to resell. And I'm just like, he's just like, oh, fuck Virgil. And I'm just like, I mean, I think, I think you should give him a little bit more credit than you're trying to just sweep him under the rug. And he wasn't having any of it. And I was just like, listen, my stance, I mean, and I've been in the fashion industry before, I've seen it. I dated somebody who was in it and was trying to get into it. And it's a lot of just stealing, a lot of fashion. In fashion is stealing, no original idea.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It gets
It's a weird thing because also it's Samuel Ross and Associates was who I thought. Samuel Ross, SR_A, is a guy who Virgil took in and kind of adopted his style. But it's kind of I feel like fashion is stealing the same way that Ye was stealing. Ye would always have this new up and comer under his wing.
Yeah.
And then his sound always sounds very similar to that. But then a lot of times, for example, a Cudi. Cudi still is Cudi. And then, he I guess we'll say borrowed that sound, yeah. You know, and then you had that with, you know, designer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like you'll always have people who are like, what? But like, I have Yeezus is one of my favorite albums. And like, you know, speaking of Miles from earlier, he was like, just listen to Death Grips. And I was like, I do listen to Death Grips. And I can see the inspiration that you're talking about.
I can't mess with Death Grips.
It's so different. Yeah. Exactly. It's so, Death Grips is so aggressive. Yeah. And he toned down the aggressiveness. Mm-hmm. He took the aggressive, like, sonical sound.
Right.
But he still added his own melody to mm-hmm. it. So I think that's what it comes. And I think that can happen in fashion, too. Honestly,
yeah, 100%.
It does suck because, like, you know, it always is like, to me, I think it always comes down who you stealing or borrowing from. Mm-hmm. Like if it's like, you know, your peers, like, you know, the same way that once Balenciaga's chonky shoe was blowing up a little bit, you started noticing, you know, Skechers. LV with the chonky shoe. Yeah. You noticed all across the luxury brands, they were doing that same Skechers dad shoe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, same thing with the jaw. Like, it's all that where everyone kind of takes their own take. And, you know, hopefully everyone has their own original taste to it.
Right.
But I think you can't, explode it. And I think also something to, like, note is, like, he had to get a certain level to just, you know, do it. It's like, it's not like he just took it and then that's what blew him up. Mm-hmm. You know, he had his own signature style.
Yeah, he was already, like, doing a lot of the caution tape and a lot of the artwork on shirts with the off and then the white on the back. And he has so many original ideas that I feel like for anybody to be like, oh, he's just stealing ideas is a little asinine to me. And then for him, even though, like, and I don't even feel like it's like on the back of others that he became the head of Louis V, to the point that he's such an in-demand name that he's able to collab with brands that don't even talk to each other. And I feel like that goes, like, you know, there's always going to be hype and people are going to hate hype and all that other stuff. But I think if you just look at what he has let the landscape of his work, I feel like he deserves all the credit that he's getting.
Oh, yeah.
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 But it's a long roundabout way to say that I got the off-white dunks.
Yeah, you got them, and you tried to tell me that there was no link, but the Soul Links did have links, but you had to.
I didn't.
Mr. Computer Hacker, Mr. Emmy-winning computer hacker, didn't even realize you have to open in Chrome, and it prompts it, and you'll know because it will say coming soon if you weren't available, or it'll say sold out.
Well, so I never even saw that. So, like, what I got was just, hey, you got an exclusive. You got exclusive access.
No, you got the drop down and you great. Yeah. I'm just going to say, I'm just mad because I followed Soul Links today and I was like, maybe I should turn on a text alerts. Uh-huh. And I was like, nah, it's not. And then I saw that today and I was like, I should have turned on the goddamn text alerts.
I just think that, you know, I at this point, like, so that's what I was just saying. Like, you know, I had this argument yesterday. And then Virgil was just like, yo, he backed me up. He backed me up in this chat. Hook him up. Give him a pair.
You got the energy. So let me go defend him from someone slandering him so I could get my dub tomorrow. But yeah, I was real mad about it. You
were silent.
We all
after
took
I
dubs and then you came back and I was all mad till about 2 o'clock today. I get a text from my cousin who's like, you still need that PS5? And I was like, yeah. He's like, he sent me a Discord announcement that he's in that's like PS5 direct starting in 13 minutes. Mm-hmm. And what I've noticed is I've always come late and then you're in the queue and you way back in the queue.
Way back.
And I told myself, I was like, I got to go there with the countdown. I need to go in when it starts. Mm-hmm. So sure enough, I'm in there. It counts down. They hit me with the capture. I'm in there. Countdown says the usual hour. I'm like, damn, this is probably going to be an L. And now two things are happening. Mm-hmm. At 2:30, I have my table read for Grand Cru with the cast and everything.
Yeah.
At 2:24, I need to pick up my daughter from school because her mom couldn't pick her up from school. Her car was in the shop. So there's two conflicts already because that, you know, even though her school is across the street, like I was worried that it might take too long. But then also now I got the Sony site up and I'm like, well, you know, it might be an L. And then it counts down. It's like 45 minutes till you're in. I was like, oh, I've never seen this number. I've never seen this number. The 45
Jordan,
minutes.
Jordan smiled at you right there. It came back with a 4-5.
And then it was like, boom. And then I go up and I look again. It said 35 minutes. Uh-oh. I'm like, yo. Okay, and if you've never sat in the PS Direct, what happens is there's a little note that's like,
yeah, the little there's blue some bar.
There's a blue bar, and then under it it says there's some PS5s left. Mm-hmm. Because lots of times you'll be sitting there, and then you're like, oh, damn, it's not that long of a wait. And then you look under there, and it's like, we all sold out of PS5.
Right.
So that's why you bumping up the line. So I was like, damn. I kept waiting, seeing if it would drop. It wasn't dropping. I was like, fuck, I got to go get my daughter. Let me go. Mm-hmm. Because either way, I could have been like, all right, I'll wait till 2:30 or some shit. Luckily, it worked better that I went when I did. Mm-hmm. You'll see why. I go to pick her up. She at 2:24. I'm fuming because she's in kindergarten and her teacher does something where she has the kids follow her and they slowly walk to the door. And I'm like, you need to hurry this up. Not only do I got a table read, I also got a PS5 on the line. And if I miss it, I'm cussing you out. I'm sending you an email. I'm cussing you out.
You're like, I'll put my daughter in private school. Get out of here.
And of course, you know when you're doing something, everything takes way longer. Because
and then you also get the anxiety. You feel it.
Oh, yeah.
You feel it just building up in your chest.
Oh, my gosh. Because the whole time, like, you know, the way it works is like, you know, you wave and you're like, hey, mm-hmm. and then she'll point to your kid and then she'll let the kid, you know, she'll let the kid go to you at the gate.
Yeah.
So I'm waving and she pointing and then she taps kid and I've run to the front to see Naomi. My kid don't come. I run back. Naomi's still sitting there. Uh-huh. So I wave again and this time she not looking. So I'm waving, trying to get her attention. And I'm also like, somebody kid probably gone because the kid she tapped was not my kid.
Yeah.
But eventually, Naomi comes. I pick her up and I run from the school through the tunnel back up. I'm talking about I hop in. I drop her down. I look. Boom. It was like you got 10 minutes.
Oh.
10 minutes away in the line. I was like, I've never gotten this close. Uh-huh. I hop in a Zoom. She is sweating. We start the table read, and I'm like, I hope that this don't land on when I got a line. I hope. Oh, I'm like, God, freaking out. So I'm like looking at the because I got two screens. So on this screen, I got the PS5, and this screen, I got the Zoom and the table read. And like, I'm looking at the lines and looking at it, and it's getting shorter. But we going through it. I'm like, oh shoot, because I'm like, I can't. But then luckily, I get in. And it was scary at first because I scrolled and it was like sold out. And I was like, oh, shit. And then I looked at the other one, the disc one, and it was like sign in to buy. And I was like, shit, I hope I remember my password. Oh. Boy, my brain came in clutch because I on the first try, got it in, bought it. And you know you didn't think it was real when you bought. I was like, it ain't real till I get that charge. And then I got the charge and your boy finally got the PS5. I'm hyped.
Yo, I mean, I'm happy for you, but I sent you a message after.
Yeah, yeah, you said you wish it was the Xbox One X.
I mean, I wish you were this. You want
no,
you were,
bro. Yo. No, bro. You should know too because you game on PC. Everything that the Xbox One X gets, we get on the PC. We get the Game Pass. We get in the Halo. So there's no need. So that's why I started on an Xbox. Uh-huh. Actually, I started on a PlayStation.
Okay.
Because at the PS1, if we're being really pedantic, I started on the NES.
I mean, I started on the Sega Genesis.
But if we're talking about like adult years gen loyalty, mm-hmm. I was a Xbox boy. I had the 360, had the One. Mm-hmm. And then that was when I got in my real grown man because I had like the 4 and the 360 at the same. I mean, the One and the 360, mm-hmm. The PS4 at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was rocking. I was like, cool. And then like, so I'm probably going to end up getting the Series X. But the Series X, that was the biggest bag fumbled because I had it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like when it first dropped and I had it. I was like, cool. And then Amazon was like, oh, you ain't getting this first batch. You getting the next one. And I was like, bitch, you said that. I was so mad. I was like, I'm going to cancel it and I'm just going to order it later when it's out and freely available.
Yeah.
Psych.
Listen,
it's
I'm happy with my Series X. All right.
Okay, cool. But you have that PC you built, right?
Yeah, but I don't think it's so listen, okay. Like the argument here is that my PC is not stronger than my Xbox. Yours is whatever you're running. Yeah, what
it got the monster.
Yeah,
you got the 2080 Ti.
Exactly. Like,
yeah.
So you saw the temps on when I was playing.
You like these temps is warm. Like, these temps is warm. Yeah, you might even have to stream on console just to keep your shit safe. To be honest.
But you also, I mean, today was a hard day for you, you know. We got OnlyFans shutting it down.
I've never seen a company straight kill themselves. Cause they was like, it's like, what, you think people gonna go there for Rachel Dozier feet pics?
Yo, that was, I didn't even see, I saw that and I was like, I can't believe she was just like, I'm approved now. I'm like, what, they're gonna see white pictures of you now? Like,
I know. When she was like, I'm gonna do tasteful stuff, like showing my feet.
Showing you the mashed potatoes with the raisins in it. That side of her. Like, it's crazy. Like, and then, but, you know, we capped off before we jumped onto this episode, before we jumped on to record this intro. I connected you.
Mm-hmm.
And your boy.
And it, yeah, and I'm about to get them NERDs.
Yes,
and
sir.
On a sentimental level, it's like, I mean, truly, all of the NERDs are grail status for me. So you really came through in the clutch, and I forgive you for not being quicker with sending a Soul Links tweet to me, truly and honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, shout out to our boy Alex. He hooked me up with a second pair of Bacons, and also...
Oh, yeah, so it's that guy.
Yeah, this is our guy, yo. Same size as us. So he deserves a well... shout out, because he hooked us both up, and you know, he didn't beat us in the head. He gave us retail prices, which is
I know,
it's crazy.
He doesn't know how much I love him. He doesn't know.
It's crazy. And you know, I think, you know, it's full circle. So how about we jump into where you can find Jack Keese, man? Where can you find Jock Keese? You're going to have to bring
I got you. Jock Keese Neal, on which will be linked in the, you know, in the footnotes.
Of course.
Jock Keese Neal on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And for your boy, yours truly, Iffy Wadi Way on Twitter and Instagram. What about you, Haas?
I am Who Is Haas on all social medias. You know, I'm trying to get the actual Who Is Haas at Who Is Haas on Twitter. So if you can, like... You know, everybody's listening to this. Just ping at that guy, because he only has one follower and he has no post. And I'm trying to get that name. But
yeah, at a certain point, you should be able to get it, because like they started giving people the boot if they don't use it. So,
yeah. So
hopefully
don't forget, leave a 5-star review and leave your My First Kicks. Or you're my first.
Speaking of which, I'm about to Venmo your boy right now.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah. So y'all enjoy this episode while I secure these kicks.
Leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Right? Because
I don't even know why we're still saying this, man. Y'all really hate us, huh? I mean, shout out to the person who left the 5-star review but didn't say anything. You a goat. Because you don't, you know, you to go.
For sure.
But all y'all who we've clearly asked you, you know.
Yeah, please hook us up. Like, this is going to help us tremendously. It'll help us get more guests, you know, some people that you want to hear us. If we are high, hear us talk to, if we're high up on the rankings, we could be like, yo, we're number one in fashion and beauty. Or, I mean, we're not going to be number one in comedy, but we could do fashion and beauty, I think. So yeah, hook us up. Don't forget to send your My First Kick stories to myfirstkickspod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And you know, we'll see you guys next week.
Because we got an action-packed run for you. I think this is kicking off such a fun run. So just buckle up.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Me and Haas are about to get into some Gucci.
And then the wheels are gonna be on the train, and the train's gonna be going full speed after that. So,
yes.
You know, now we bring to you Jack Keese Neal.
right, what it do, everyone? We are here with the illustrious Jaquise Neal, good friend, voiceover actor, regular actor. I don't want to say. I got so many VO homies that hate when people say call it regular actor, but he's like actor of all trades, on screen, voiceover, comedian. Podcaster extraordinaire, got some dope stuff on the horizon. I'm all excited, but did I miss anything? What should our listeners know about you?
Extreme lover, you know what I'm saying? Just a great lover, just a great friend, you know. I'm gonna hold your hand, give you a good back rub. And a little cute too,
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. Oh, that's, if you haven't figured out by now, and we probably said it in the intro, you know, it's me and Jaquise. Hassan, you know, had a business party to go to. Hopefully, oh, I told him to get drunk on the intro. That's why he's not here. I was like, get drunk and then we'll do the intro with you drunk. He sent me a text right now saying, ask Jaquise about Jordan in his life. And I think I know what he means. I think because you're from Chicago, he wants that insight, which, yeah, is something when I first was asking you to come on was what I wanted to hit. I definitely did forget. And that's why Hassan's the co-host of the year,
that's why he's the man.
Well, I mean, we're already kicking this off hot, so let's just jump right into the question. What were your first pair of kicks that you just had to have? You just had to have them.
First pair that I just had to have. I mean, you know, Iffy, I'm getting into the sneakerdom over the past couple of years. So 2018 is when I bought my own first pair of Jordans, and it was the Jordan 3s, red denims. I had to go with the Jordans. I had to go with the Chicago colors. I even think I talked to you or Miles Gray. Shout out Miles.
Yeah.
And told y'all I got those, and y'all was like, oh man, you should have got something more adventurous. Oh. I was like, bro, I had to get the Chicago. I couldn't let my first Jordans not be the Chicago colors, the Chicago Bulls colors.
Oh yeah, I mean we're on your head about that, because
you are.
And it was so funny, and it wasn't even really because you picked it. I think what it was because you had that StockX deal for your pod, and none of us could get it. We were so pressed, and really, so really, just know it was mostly hating. It's less about you, and mostly because we were hating because we couldn't get that. But
I accept that.
I'm gonna run it down. I only have the SE version, so I'm just gonna go over here, which was I think this might be the one right here. So StockX rundown: no matter how frequently they release, the OG colorways of certain Air Jordan models are always popular amongst sneaker enthusiasts and basketball fans. The 2013 Air Jordan Retro 3 Fire Red is a great example of that. While the Tinker Hatfield design has stood the test of time, the same can't be said for some of the storyless colorways that have released over the years. But when an original comes back, like the Fire Red Jordan 3, it seems all the memories of the 25 years prior seem to flood to the internet and the memory banks of those that saw Michael Jordan play back in the day. There couldn't be one more perfect for Jaquise specifically. But
seriously, that is exactly the reason I got those, dude.
Yeah.
I grew up in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah. The Jordan 3 Fire Red colorway stuck to its original design with the white upper, gray underlay below, the laces, and on the tongue, and of course, the Fire Red color on the Jumpman logo and midsole. The Dark Elephant print design helps this original colorway stand out from the other OGs, even in retro form. Although 2013 was filled with Air Jordan 3 retro releases, both original and otherwise, the Air Jordan Retro 3 Fire Red sold well and undoubtedly back into a sneaker rotation for those that had to retire the previously released 2007 version. So yeah, no, that's perfect, because yeah, you said Fire Red at first and we couldn't find it because there was the All Red Fire Red. Yeah, the SE Fire Red, but you were right. It is the Fire Red, and the denim red is a SE of another one. I don't, you know, sneakerheads know there are certain silhouettes where they share so many names and it's so hard to find the exact one. But yeah. I found it at the last second, and I do remember these were the ones I'm looking at, because it's so funny, because you're right. It like has this like basic design, but it's just a clean design. It's not necessarily like bad. And that's what I want to say is we didn't think it was a bad shoe. It's a great pick. I mean, especially right, in my size, they're going for $390, you know, like so they're a high resale shoe, but I think me and Miles specifically go for these wilder styles, and it's so simple. But yeah, I think that was the perfect you choice. And I think I kind of accidentally spoiled how you got it, which was the StockX.
I got it on the StockX deal. You know, yeah. I had to put a little extra into it, but I was like, fuck it. This will get me most of the way there.
Yeah.
I'll put a little extra into it. And I was proud to wear those, man. I still rock them. They 3 years old. You know, they got a couple little itty bitty creases in the toe, you know, area. The toe
as
box.
They should. I feel like people get unrealistic about creases. Like the creases are gonna come. Especially on the J's. I personally like with the Jordan 1s as they get kind of like worn down, they look better, like not beat down to the dirt, but like as you get the creases, as the leather starts to get a little more wrinkly, like it really does pop off.
It makes it look like, you know, a shoe of fashion and not just a shoe you only gonna wear once.
Yeah,
but like a shoe that is this is my style. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I fuck with it. I fuck with the Jordan 1's creases for sure. They all look good for me.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but you know, the slight creases.
Yeah, yeah. Slight. Very, very slight. Yeah. That's that's why I wanted you to come on specifically, because I'm kind of a newer sneakerhead too. I jumped on board around 2016. So I'm not even, you know, well, dang. Yeah, I'm not even a decade in yet. And then Haas has been, you know, in the game since the beginning, you know. So it's always interesting to talk to someone like you and me who like is newer into it. And like it always comes down to the same thing. I had Cody on. He said something similar as we started getting money.
And then that's exactly what it is, bro. That's exactly what it is, man. Cause I bought those threes in 2018, like I said. And they was tight, they was dope. And then I started buying some Adidas. I got on the Adidas kick. Cause Adidas can be a little easier to get, but they still look nice, you know what I'm saying? In like 2019. But in 2020, although it was a terrible year for most people, all of us, your boy's wallet changed, and your boy started getting a little bit more change in the pockets, and the nigga has bought about 15 pairs of shoes since since early 2020, and it's solely because I can afford to.
Yeah,
that is it. So when you can afford shit. And you see it with everybody, man. I see it with Zig. You see it with all of us.
Well, that's the funniest thing. And the thing, if improv never comes back in the way it was before, that I'll miss about the improv community is because of the way improv works and the talent that lies in it. You always see that person who like started on the improv grind, broke as hell, and then you see them like start booking stuff here and there. Then you see them maybe get a writing job or a series regular, and that's the moment you see the flip. It happens in stand-up too. Out here is the moment you see a dude get a TV writing job, his gear just completely upgrades. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing, man. And I love it, man. You can always tell, like with Zig, with you, with Carl, with everybody, man. When everybody start making a little bit more bread, the style is always there. It's just, it's expensive to, I don't want to say it's expensive to dress nice, because I actually reject that notion. I think you can dress nice with any budget you got. But to have all this, for lack of a better term, this hype beast shit, the shit that we all like to get that has like the flavor, the style, and that costs a lot of money, you need that pocket change to do it, or else, you know, you're gonna be eating your Nikes instead of eating food for the month. So yeah, man, I'm gonna miss that too, bro. I'm gonna miss that, and I'm gonna miss seeing white people with no style, even if they got money, with you know, just plaid and cargo shorts and, you know, beat up shoes.
Yeah.
And then the niggas come on stage with chains and Jordans.
Oh my God. That was,
which white women started. You guys started that trend. And
you know, I don't like saying it so much, but it is true. And I like that you said it.
Yeah, man.
Because I mean, you know, you feel like Soulja Boy when you be like, we started. Yeah.
Y'all made it more comfortable for us to wear our kicks on stage, man.
I know. It was so funny because it really was, I think, the tipping point for that was already when it started Carl's refusal to not wear a fitted hat on stage. Like I think that already we like broke ground in that, in the sense that we were like, cause no one was really doing that. Like everyone was like, you come in with like a basic shirt, some pants, and you know, you don't take too much attention away. And then Carl was like, no, I'm gonna wear this fitted hat. And then Zeke would wear a hat. And then we ended up having a stage where all these dudes wearing hats. So it was inevitable after that. Like the seal was broken.
Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
I know. But you know what? Let's like, I guess in that same vein, like, you know, you're very similar to me and Haas in the sense that you have many fandoms, and you also are funny in the sense that you'll have like clutch things you'll like that no one expects from you, like your huge love of Jason Mraz, your dedication to a cruise, and now it looks like also you love a resort, you know.
Boy, don't even get me started.
We didn't even start on Disney. You're a Disney head. So like what's tight about sneaker culture, especially recent sneaker culture, is hold on real quick. I'm gonna just keep going, but if y'all hear something in the background, listeners, I just realized I didn't move Naomi to my room, and she watching some stuff. But you know, we in too deep. We in too deep.
We all gonna be listening to Paw Patrol.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Doc McStuffins. Thank you very much. Women in STEM.
Oh my bad.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. basically. You know, we're at a point in sneaker culture where so many, you know, fandoms are just intersecting with it. Like, you know, I'm real up on the Gundam dunks that are coming, and I've taken so many L's. I'm going to go to the dark side to get it. I don't need to explain what that is. Real ones. No, I'm going to the dark side to get them.
I know what you mean.
And I got to have
L's.
Yeah.
The last about five damn times I tried to get those Travis Scott's.
Oh my gosh.
That just came out. Man, I took an L so quick in those bitches. And I was like, let me just go see what they own, you know, on the other side. The motherfuckers went from $170 to almost $2,000. I was like, boy, this is some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. So we going to see. We going to do everything we can to get those. And I'm going to be having two legit Gundam ducks on feet. Just you wait.
I love it.
Whatever it takes. But you know, like Disney has done a few Adidas drops here and there. Any of that look nice to you, or does it look, because I got like Naomi the Stan Smith joints with like mini on top. I'm like, these are cool for kids, but I feel like sometimes with brands like Disney, a lot of brands could just get a little too, I guess, family friendly with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know me, dude. I have like fashionable Disney wear.
Yeah.
So like I'm always with like the Disney wear. I haven't gotten the Disney Adidas shoes. Jess has. And I bought some for her.
Yeah.
But I didn't get them for myself because I'm not necessarily a weird place, but I'm in a place in my sneaker culture or my sneaker dumb where, you know, I am still getting quote unquote basic stuff. And I don't want to say that I'm getting basic stuff. I'm getting some cool drops and drops that are hard to get, but I am enjoying, because you know, the Disney Adidas is something I would have bought before I start buying sneakers like a motherfucker. So like now I want to just get like all the shit that's hard to get. You know what I'm saying? I want to get all the stuff that, you know, I want to get these Jordan 11s. I want to get these SB, these Travis Scott's. Like I'm spending time and energy and money on that before I go back to, all right, let me look at some of the Disney collabs or some of the things that are a little easier to get that people would expect me to get anyway. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, I do want to get, I am starting to enter into the phase of, as you say, the more wild shoe, you know what I'm saying? Or, cause right now everything I've been getting while it's hot, they're dope, has been relatively quote safe. Like I got some mochas. I got the black, this, me and you got those same black Jordan 11s, you know, I got some of those and I'm starting to venture into the wild shoe. It's just, your nigga been taking L's like a motherfucker as I'm trying to venture into some of those wild shoes. So as soon as I can get a W, I'll start to have some more. And then those Disney drops will definitely be in my closet for sure too.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. I know it's a good time. I mean, I think we should just definitely jump into what Haas wanted me to talk about, which is like, I mean, you grew up in Chicago. What is your relationship not only with Jordan, but I guess the sneaker culture out there? Because, you know, y'all be living dangerously. To say the least. So, because, you know, everyone we've had on this pod, and I think it's just because I grew up in Compton, everyone we've had on this pod that, you know, has grown up in the hood, but they also, you know, they also, like, were into sneakers a long time. I always ask their relationship, because that's kind of what took me so long to get in the game, was I just seen too many dudes just walking home in socks that I was like, it ain't worth the problems.
Yeah, bro. It's weird, man, because growing up, you know, to give people the point of reference who don't know me, I was born in 1986, which means I was in it. You know, I grew up with Michael Jordan. you know what I'm saying? So I didn't start watching his career on the tail end of it. My first basketball memory is the Bulls winning the championship against the Lakers. That's my first basketball memory, like ever. And niggas used to, in Chicago, when the Bulls would win, would shoot guns in the sky and shit just for celebration. My grandma, Christian woman, don't even curse, won't drink, wouldn't wear pants because it was against, you know, religion, would take a shotgun and shoot a fucking shotgun in the sky when the Bulls won a championship. We was deep in it, bro.
Oh my God.
Grandma was getting it in, bro. So we was deep in it, man. So like, I even went to school with Michael Jordan's niece. I think me and you have talked about that before. It was Juanita's niece, but they were married. So it was Michael Jordan's niece. So I was in it. And we was not buying Jordans because people would get in fights for them bitches. People, especially in Chicago, you would get in fights for them. You would get your shit stolen. They were expensive. And I think that because, at least during my age, that the Bulls were winning. And Jordan was, you know, like, he went to baseball, then he had Space Jam, and then you win in championships, and you got Dennis Rodman, and you got, you know, the characters and things like that. That the actual sneaker culture in Chicago in the 90s when I was growing up was almost not even secondary. It was like third, fourth, fifth on the list, you know, because we was winning titles. We had Dennis Rodman. Jordan was in movies. Jordan was in baseball. Like, at least when I was growing up, you had some people who were trying to get Jordans, but we weren't checking for them like that. You know, when the Jordans would come, and it didn't, this is also a time when retros weren't a thing, you know? So it was just, when the Jordans came out, the Jordans were out. And if you didn't get them, you didn't get them. Yeah. And so because of that, and there was no, like, Jordans coming back, you know? Yeah. Like, once it was gone, it was gone.
Yeah, this was before retros.
This was before retros, right? And so while Jordans were popular, you know, we still knew all the movies and the Do the Right Things and the commercials and it gotta be the shoes. So they were still popular. It wasn't worth the risk trying to get the Jordans. And not only was it not worth the risk, you also got to realize at that age, you know, the Bulls won their last title when I was 12, 13. At that age, you also got to ask your mama to get the shoes. Oh, right? Yeah. And mama, like, you want me to go stand in line, risk getting jumped to buy you some $200 shoes that you going to grow out of in less than a year?
Oh, my God. Fuck gosh. Out of my face.
So,
yeah, the, you know. Also the mental picture of, like, your mom getting jumped. Because you know you're getting a whooping after that, too. Like, she was like, you told me to go get it, and I got jumped. So now I'm jumping you with this belt.
You going to get spanked. You going to get spanked, and you ain't never, you going to get K-Swisses and Keds for the rest of your life.
that's punishment.
That's punishment, yeah. So, yeah, man, like, you know, we had, growing up for me, and I'm sure there's different people and different experiences, but for me, the Jordan shoe was equated, and I hate to say this, especially, you know how we are as Black people. We don't like to say shit with white ears listening all the time. But, you know, the Jordan shoe was equated to not only difficult to get in, but also, like, it could be a little dangerous to go get the Jordans. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that was what the Jordan shoe was equated to for me. It wasn't until I got to high school around 2000, 2001 that I was... Oh shit. Like, Jordan's for fashion. Yeah, let's go. I want some, right? And I still didn't get any just because I didn't have a barometer of how to get them. I didn't have loot. You know, the retros had started to come back and things like that. But I was also in theater, so I'm hanging out with a bunch of white people, and I was in my I don't care about shoes phase. I just care about clapping these cheeks. You know, that's all I was caring about. And so, you know, it's a very interesting thing growing up in Chicago, growing up with Michael Jordan. And when you think of Michael Jordan, the Jordan brand and the Jordan shoe was not in the top three of things that you thought about with the name Jordan, at least for me growing up in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's so poignant and true. Like, it truly, and like, it's so funny you say that because I was just thinking about this the other day, and this is definitely it's definitely something I wanted to bring up on your episode because I know you and I know how you about to react to this, but it, you know, there's like so much history in the sneaker game and fighting and danger that went into it and everything to worry about that it does, you know, make me feel some type of way when you do see these like these white trendy kids trying to rock them and then trying to like be on people's heads about if they real or if they fake. I was like, you didn't know.
Yeah.
In certain places you grew up, it didn't matter if it was real or fake, because if you pointed at the wrong person's shoe talking about it was fake, you were going to have a bad time, bro. You were going to get lumped up. You were going to get faded.
Man, I wish, this is fucking white kids. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. I had my Seattle Mariners hat stolen from me by a nigga who was in my class and would wear that shit to school every day.
And you can't do nothing about it.
And the only way I got that bitch back is we played basketball one day. This was months later. Mm-hmm. And he wore my hat to play basketball. And I concocted a plan. I was like, oh, I'm going to leave the gym a little bit early. I was like, all right, I'm out of here, y'all. He was still playing. He wasn't looking. I swiped my hat back. And he didn't even want it back. He was like, you know what? I respect you, Jackies. Way to get your hat back. I stole my whole motherfucking hat back.
That would be so annoying about bullies in the hood. They be acting like they teaching you a lesson. Like, you ain't teach me a lesson,
you
bro.
You ain't teaching me shit. Nigga, you took my hat. You took my hat and then invited me to sit at the lunch table with you while you had that bitch on. Get the fuck out of my face.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
so, like, white, they, like, so, yeah, man, I hate it in every aspect. Not to get away from sneaker culture, but the thing that I can equate it to now is Kanye West. Like, I don't need to have no white kid tell me about Kanye West. Nigga, I was there when Kanye was making beats after he almost got folded up in a car. Like, you know, so yeah. I don't need no white kid telling me about Jordans and are they real? Are they fake? And, you know, the idea of this 15-year-old kid in Minnesota when these shoes drop, buying a whole bunch of them just to flip them and make some fucking money and shit. And it's like an accepted thing. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. And I think that's what gets me so caught up, because there are some people who are like doing the flip thing, flipping mm-hmm. the PS5s and all that, then I'm like, yeah, y'all was gonna do this either way. And I'm not gonna tell you I have a problem with it, because you probably A, got that thing on him, or B, got nothing to lose, and you just gonna try and wild out on me. But yeah. then when I see these like corny, skinny, clout chasey ass posting their whole, you know, stock and being like, yeah, you know, the game's right. I'm like, no, you ain't really in the game. Because if you really out there, go ahead, meet in person right. for these sales, and you'll see sales.
Yeah.
Cause it's like that is a world. You right. I mean, that's everyone who's like, that's just the games. Like, that is a world, but y'all ain't doing the same thing.
No, bro. The world me and you started in to get these was standing our ass in line.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say something to the motherfuckers who are out here saying, well, we stand in line too. We stand in line at Supreme. We stand in line at Nah, nigga, we were standing in line at Walmart to get these motherfucking shoes.
but also like here's the thing, is like I do say that. Well, where it's like, if you physically standing in line and you flipping, that's cool. I'm talking about you using them bots, using your mom's credit card so that you can go through you could backdoor all of Nike because she works for Nike.
Yeah,
is your dad is Michael Jordan and you backdooring the resellers? That shit, whack.
That shit is annoying, bro. It's whack.
I feel like every other episode I do this exact same rant. But
you know what? It's valid.
Yeah,
it's valid as hell. Again, I will say this again. I have taken 5 straight L's.
Yeah.
5 straight. I'm salty, man. I'm salty as shit. I'm so salty.
Yes, indeed. So I guess, is there anything in the future that's caught your eye, or have you scoped anything out, or are you just kind of taking it as it comes?
Yo, bro. So here's the thing, man. I do like to take it as it comes, man. I got some, like, for instance, I just bought a pair of Jordan 13s, the electric reds, the all white joints with the red accents. And man, they're so dope. And I took an L on that too. I took an L on the intranet with that. And then just happened to go to the Nike store at the Americana.
Bro, I might need Haas to delete that, because that is the biggest secret. I'll let the culture know. That is the biggest plug. Cause see, here's the thing, is no one goes there because they don't get drops. They never get drops. But
yeah.
Every now and then they will get a random drop. And you'll just be like, oh shit, this is here? And yeah, you straight.
And I wasn't there for that. I went, my grandma was in town. We were at the Americana. We were just there to like shop. I was like, oh, let me just go in the Nike store real quick. Just see some shoes. I was going to probably buy just some walking around shoes. And I see the motherfuckers just on the goddamn. And I was like, yo, you got these? And he was like, let me check your size. We got one more.
Yeah, runner. That is always it's always just one more.
It's always,
and you're
just
like,
one
damn.
More. Yeah.
Like, this is the life we live in.
This is the life we live in. So, you know, look, I'm taking them as I'm coming. But the thing, I really, really, really want a pair of Travis Scott's. Which, you know, and I can only get them if I get a W. I'm not going to buy them motherfuckers on a resale. They too much.
Here's what I'll say is I was at Cool Kicks because I wanted the fours real bad. I loved them a lot. Could not find them for a price I was willing to play, which is like the 200-300 range. I'll go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just so happened to be sitting, to be at Cool Kicks. And they had some, I'm a size 13, 12 and a half true to size. Some shoes though, some shoes will let me get away with a 12.
Okay.
And it was a pair of 12 of the Jordan Scott. Oh, I mean, of the Travis Scott fours. Uh-huh. And they were only like, I think they were like 300, three or 400. That's all they wanted.
Ooh,
for.
Okay.
And I got it. Cause that's up in my limit. I don't try and go above five.
Okay.
I try and stay under five. Cause one time I went over five and took the stupidest L. I talked about it on the pod before, but I tried to buy the off-white fives early. Cause the fives mm-hmm. are my favorite silhouette. And okay. I just looking at the history of the off-white fives, they were up to like a G. So I was like, well, let me just pay the 700 before it goes to the G. And then like, maybe I'll flip it if I win. Slept through the release. So I had to pay that 700. But then mm-hmm. the joints dropped to 500. So I'm like, damn.
Yeah, they dropped quick.
I was hurt. I was like, damn, I played myself. Yeah. So now damn. I just take the risk anytime. I don't do the early. I just take the risk. I'm like, you take the whatever. Risk.
I'm going to get there eventually. I think right now my max is like 300. But I am starting to get into the realm of more low tops now. Because for a while I was getting a lot of high tops. Like my favorite pair I got was, I got some of the Jordan 5s. That is also one of my favorite silhouettes. That's my favorite, one of my favorite Jordans. And I got those Fresh Prince joints of the 5s, which are so fucking nice. So nice. But I got a lot of high tops, so I'm starting to get into a couple more dunks, and I made some custom Force Ones, which I'm actually really liking the custom, doing the custom shits, and I might even your boy was even looking at some New Balances. I was like, oh, should I pull these? These look nice. So I think in the next few shoes I'm gonna get, I'm in my low top phase right now. So. We'll see what's up with that. But that's what I got my eyes on is some low tops. I really want some Travis Scott's, but I'm trying to get some of these Jordan lows. I'm trying to get some dunks. Might grab some New Balances. Just see what's up. Yeah. See what's up.
Bet. Well, shoot. You know, that's the heat right there. I guess,
Can I ask you something, Iffy?
Of course.
So. What's the one, if there is a shoe that you like, Jackie's, you in it, you want to get a little bit more risky what you're wearing, you want to fuck around a little bit, is there a shoe that you would say that's out right now or coming out that you would tell me go cop them? Because me and you both do keto, so we always trade keto tips back and forth, right?
But
so
What's
the sneaker drop that you like, Jackie's?
Oh.
Get these fucking shoes. Get these shoes.
Oh man, that's a good question. I mean, if I'm just looking at it, I would have said the ones today I took a nail on was that Red Acid Wash. I feel like that is a nice one that's just gonna look good on everybody's like feet. I think it pops in a dope way. So that would be one that I'd have you like definitely go out and get. Man,
155 on StockX.
Yeah.
The
highs. Hey, yeah.
Okay.
But I would look at some lows if they have them. The Fragment Sakais look wild, but I'm dying for them. I'm done. Oh, and then definitely I'm a cop, even though me and Haas has talked about this, but that new human race shoe that's coming out for Adidas that definitely look like Yeezys, that's all me too. Okay. If you took an L on the acid wash, though, just know that August 28th, they're going to have a black acid wash. So it's going to be black and white with like kind of like muted yellow notes. So that's going to be heat for you to go back at it. And of course, the Jordan 4 Lightning, that yellow,
it's so fucking sick.
Oh,
it's sick.
That's an easy cop.
Yeah, man. I was looking at those, man. They look nice, man.
Super nice.
Yeah, I'm also probably gonna get these. I'm gonna try to get these Jordan Lows. These orange joints.
Yeah,
the starfish.
Yeah, So yeah, those would be my pick for you.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna get on that. I'm gonna get on that solely because you recommended it.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, to close this thing out, I'm gonna ask you what we ask all our guests at the end of it, which is what does the thrill of the hunt mean to you?
It means putting it into your calendar to set your alarm the next day. To wake up in time to either go where you need to go or jump on your phone and you know try to catch these W's. It also means grabbing them, being excited, telling people who don't give a shit about shoes that you got them, and then waiting for them joints to come. And even if people don't give a shit, you just walk different. You just walk different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's the thrill of walking different in a new pair of kicks that you know are sick. Because, you know, me and you are in white spaces. So, you know, a lot of white people don't care about shoes. But the ones who do and the people who do, it's always nice. And I always wait for that first compliment on the shoes. Like, yo, nice shoes, bro. That's when the thrill is complete. When I get that first compliment, the thrill is complete. The hunt is complete. It was all worth it, and I know I made the right choice. That's what it means to me.
That is what's up. I mean, love that answer. Well, you know, thank you for coming on, Jaquise. You know,
thank you for having me.
This was a great talk. And as we, me and Haas, usually say at the end of all the episodes, wear your kicks. We'll see y'all next week.